Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST. This is N7. N7 IVV. My name is Brad. Opening the Fuck Your Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. I'm trying desperately to tear my desk apart. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on this W4VA repeater, which is located in Warrenton, Virginia. The repeater is owned and operated by the Fock Your Amateur Radio Association. The repeater uses a TL tone of 150, so 167.9 hertz for access. If anyone listening would like more information or has any questions, you can check out our website at W4VA.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion and Q&A on general radio topics, such as radio hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to amateur radio activities. Not a specific discussion tonight, but I thought maybe, I know I wasn't on the net, of course, last Sunday, and I'm sure a lot of other people weren't following the VAQP, so maybe some anecdotes about your experiences, what you may have realized you should have done, could have done, would have done, plan to do better, different in the future, or some gotchas or whatever. Probably be the best thing tonight. Announcements, let's see, what is today? The 23rd. I guess the next thing coming up is the gathering up at Wegmans on next Saturday, the last Saturday of the month. I don't have a calendar, which of course I do, the 26th. That's this coming Saturday, around 8:30-ish. So just a casual get-together for any of the local folks in town that want to get together and do an eyeball and have some munchies for breakfast. So Wegmans up in the Gainesville area. Club meeting, of course, coming up on the second Thursday of April, which will be the 14th of April. Sorry about that. We will have a raffle for some equipment that has been posted on the email. I'll probably send another email out here in another week, next week, just to remind everybody. It's some older equipment if anybody's interested in it. If you have any questions, you can send me an email. But since we've got a Fox Hunt coming up 2 days later, I think what we'll do is kind of do a show and tell. If people want to bring the gear that they normally use for doing fox hunting, we've got a lot of new folks that I'm sure would be very interested in that. And most of our stuff is all homebrew, and that's, of course, the fun thing about ham radio, so why don't you plan on doing that? Can't think of any other announcements. Does anybody have anything? This is N7IVV. Go ahead.
KX4KU.
Evening, Kevin. KX4KU, N7IVV. Go ahead.
I just wanted to just say to everyone, just a reminder that if you have any pictures and stories that you would like to share, I'm going to probably in next week or so put together an article for our website about the AQP 2022. So I just wanted to, I've gotten a few entries, and I appreciate those I've gotten. If anybody has any more they want to share, I'll take them, and somehow summarize the weekend. That's all I have for tonight. Back to you. And so now, VV, text, or K, back tonight.
Okay. Thanks, Kevin. I saw some of the stuff that, I believe that was John that sent out earlier in the week. And, of course, get your logs into John and take a look at the examples that he sent also. There's the standard Cabrillo file that N1MM puts out does not put the right headers at the top, so you need to change those. Anyway, okay, well, with that, let's go ahead and take check-ins for tonight's net. This is N7IVV. Go ahead.
This is K1HTV.
KX40.
KJ.
JJ7APB.
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
Kilo Oscar 4, Victor November Zulu, in and out.
W8BT. Okay, kind of a slim crowd tonight, but that's okay. K1HTV, KX4O, KX4KU, KJ7APV, KM4OZH, KO4BNZ, thanks for stopping by, Chuck, and W8BT. Anybody else tonight? Go ahead.
KM4SPL.
Okay, KM4SPL. Let's go ahead and start with Rich. How are you doing tonight? Go ahead.
How's it going there, Brad? N7IDD in the group from K1HTV. Well, looking forward to Saturday, seeing as many as are going to show up at the breakfast up at Wegmans, second floor. It's around starting around 8:30. Hope to see a bunch of guys up there. Always have a good gathering. As far as the VA CUSO party, my plan was to start on CW and run CWDX stations that happen to be participating in the RDX contest. As it turned out, most of the stations I were copying were Russians. I didn't call any of them. But there were very few other DX stations on the van. They work a couple of Europeans, some Eastern Europe stations, but nowhere near like it was last year where I could just run CW stations, just pick them off one by one real quickly and run up the score of CUSOs, two-point CUSOs on CW, as well as multipliers. So after about an hour of that, I figured let me switch to try digital mode. So I went to FT4, which is a faster mode, opened to rack up some QSOs at the rate of two a minute, which you can do on FT4. He's using the tri-band antenna, three elements on 15 meters, and proceeded to start working FT4 stations at a rather rapid rate. So I spent a lot of time on FT4, and as a result made, I think it was around 497 QSOs on FT4, a good percentage on 15 meters. 20 meters was the next best band, and I made a couple dozen on 10. But so the mode worked out well. Of course, I still had 2 meters and 70 centimeters going in my left and right ear. 2 meters in my left ear, right, instead of 70 centimeter audio on the right ear. And the HF radio K3 had audio in both ears. So I had the 2 and 70 centimeters at a low level, and I could hear when the new multiplier would pop up. I'd pause HF and then start operating, make the contacts, and go back to the HF side. End result on high frequency, the HF bands worked 164 on CW, 123 on phone, 497 on digital. On VHF, all phone, 159 contacts on phone. Total of 171 multipliers and over 900 plus QSOs. Posted the score to John. Gave to John as two separate logs. Because the WSJTX does not integrate the BQP digital contacts into N1MM properly, does not import the report or the number that I send. This just isn't done. You can't type in the N1MM box when you have the FT8, when you have WSJTX running in N1MM. So had it actually used the WSJTX log and then imported that to Excel and used a conversion program get the ADI file to convert it, and it was just kind of a pain in the neck to put the log together in a Cabrillo file format to get to John. Fortunately, I sent him the Excel sheet. He converted to the CBR file, and I thank John for doing that. But anyway, as it turned out, it was over 300,000 points. Not as good as last year's record, 290-something, but 290K. But it was, considering the lack of a lot of CW DX stations, it was about the best I could do. Anyway, I'll see you guys on Saturday if you can make it. By the way, I just copied, I see KJ7APV is on. I just heard JA7APV on 15 meters. Active net control, K1H, GVH.
4GVH, check it into the net. K4GVH, hope I ain't too late.
Okay, thanks, Rich. Appreciate that. KX4O, I think you probably spend the week after BAQP doing all the numbers. Anyway, appreciate your help on everything. Go ahead, 7IBB.
This is KX4O. Good evening, everybody. Well, there isn't a whole lot of time involved in this, but it's just basically get the files. I could spot the headers now pretty easily. We do have a winner of the free dinner with a free coupon that I promised. So far, it looks like it's going to be in for RP. He gets the gold star. Out of the 16 logs that I have so far, it's all in the scoreboard. And the other two are Bree and Matt, W4GO. So congratulations on getting me logs that didn't require anything to touch. So, I hadn't planned on doing the multi-multi. I didn't plan on doing the multi-multi, but it kind of just came out of the sky, and I knew we needed it, so we got it going. I want to thank Chuck, Becca, and Greg for coming out, as well as the other ops that were guests. And, boy, that we got about 600,000 points. That'll do. Matt came in a second. Well, actually, no, I guess Rich is second at 302, and W4GO is 258, and that's cool. But, you know, every QSO matters, so you know, we got some from our brand new member, KO4PNZ. Thank you, Chuck. Your QSOs are going to matter on that one plaque, so awesome. Good show so far. Let's keep plugging away. I'll make my first... probably upload tomorrow evening. KX4, I'd like to know.
Okay, well, great. Thanks for that, John. And, yeah, congratulations on all those high scores. But, of course, you don't have mine yet, so you never know. I might come in first this year. Hi. All right, KX4KU, over to you, Kevin. Go ahead.
N7IBB, KX4KU in the net. No, I didn't have much else to add other than the announcement. I should have just said after that in and out. But I have my logs in the John. That's happy and it made me happy. Just get that out of the way. I have to figure out a better way to create my mobile log. I spent way too much time on it, and I still got screwed that up. But And that was only like 17 calls, so maybe I should have done it a different day too. But I think I got a new strategy for next year. I'm thinking about one or two different strategies for next year that I might try to improve things. But you know, I improved this year, so that it was good. I'll turn back over to you, Brad, and 7IBV, KX4KU, back to that.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. Yeah, as far as things to do, try and whatnot, I had not set it up before the contest, and I tried to do it during, but didn't try hard enough. Then after it was all over, realized there wasn't anything to try particularly. But I was running in single operator, single radio mode, but I was actually using two radios, and my FT, my IC9100, of course, goes from, you know, HF, VHF, and UHF. But so every time I was trying to do, you know, VHF and UHF, I'd put that into N1MM, and actually three radios, because I have 220 megahertz as well. Well, anyway, N1MM kept trying to pull the frequency off my IC9100. And it's just a pain in the neck, you know. I kept having to change frequencies manual in the log after the contact was logged. And of course, you know, I wasn't in any huge hurry anyway, but I think I only made like 115 contacts or something. But anyway, after it was all over, I was experimenting, and it looked to me like all I had to do was just turn on the SO2R mode in N1MM. And lo and behold, I could have saved myself a whole lot of headache. It's funny. Clicking on the other window to you know, leaving one of them set for manual and the other one for automatic to polar frequency. So, anyway, that's my little experiment for next year. KJ7APV, I was kind of surprised to see the picture of you there in the multi-multi. I didn't know you were back in town. How are you doing? Go ahead.
N7IVV in the net. KJ7APV, how's my signal?
Perfect. Go ahead.
Great. I didn't know my picture was taken. I usually don't like my picture being taken. But, yeah, actually, I've been here coming up on a year next month. So I served at the Virginia CUSO party at the Multi-Multi Center in Catlett, about 3 miles from my house. Thanks, everybody, who gave me rides. Surprised myself on how well I did. Spent the first hour there just observing, looking over Greg's shoulder mostly and a little bit over Jack's shoulder. But just being around seasoned hands must have kind of awakened a good ham spirit in me, because I wound up taking over for Greg, who had to leave. He turned to me and said, well, I got to go at 2 o'clock, ready to drive, and I said, sure. So I got in the driver's seat, put my foot on the transmit pedal, and before I knew it, it was 8 o'clock, and I had worked 6 hours and got 216 contacts. During that time, the air in the basement in KA4RUU's basement, the multi-center, seemed to get a little bit thin, and every time I felt a little out of breath, I just kept tripping over my tongue. And on the radio, every time that happened, it seemed like whoever was out there was trying to take over my my pilots. They were throwing all kinds of interference. They were trying to work my my pilots, you know, what's your call, you know, I could hear in the background, and I didn't let up. I just maintain my position, like I guess I picked that up at Field Day or something. You just don't let anybody take over your frequency if you're on a run. And it was a good run that Greg had established that morning, and I carried it for 6 hours that afternoon, and finally got a nice compliment from someone saying how well I handled myself on the radio. So that's my good report, and it was a surprise to me. Again, I'm thankful for being surrounded. I must have picked it up by osmosis, surrounded by lots of seasoned hams over the years. So back to you, Nat. KJ7APV.
Okay, thanks, Becca. Don't worry about the picture. Nobody would have recognized you, except for us that know you. So, glad to have you with us up there and helping out. KM4OZH, Gil. Always fun listening to you working the contacts and whatnot. So, any lessons learned from you tonight, go ahead.
N7IVV, it's KM4OZH. Good evening, Brad, and everybody on the net. I think I might have learned a couple of things, but let me start where I intended to start here. I think I worked everybody that is on the net here this evening that checked in W4BA, except for I didn't have the pleasure of working Becca. So there we go, and that's all good. And I don't know. I figured something out that I'll have to try next year, and I don't do that much CQing. I don't, because by the time I get to another county, getting a run going, well, it's usually it's time to leave that county. So, but working a lot of states, I heard a lot of states. They were working. So the only states that I ended up working were the states that were calling CQ that were working the contest. And shoot, I worked Nebraska and Canada all over the place. So that was an issue. So was lacking there on the a lot of state multipliers. But and of course, W4GO's Matt's trick, the audio log. Now, I've always had a voice recorder, so I could go back and check when there was a question, in something that I was doing. But this time I realized I did not computer log at all. And needless to say, my log is not complete as of yet. I've been on it 3-4 hours a day since the contest. I still have Manassas Park and the city of Manassas to finish up. Matt's logs were four times as big as mine, but congrats to that man, because he could certainly. Oh, here I go, time myself out. Apologize for that. Anyway, so I'm working on my, but I know that I can tell from where I stand at this point. I have outdone myself from previous years, so that's all good. And what else did I have? I don't know if I had anything else here of any account. So I'm going to turn it back to Nat, KM4OZH. Back to you, Brad.
Okay, Gil, thank you. Always good when you make your trips safely as well, those of you that are out doing mobile ops. W8BT, Travis, I had hoped to go mobile on Saturday morning, so I was going to be able to work you and the other guys up at the northern end of the county, but that didn't work out for me. So good to hear you tonight. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Brad, Nolan, and Matt. Well, if I hadn't have been running QRP, I might have been able to work you on 220. I think it was Sunday afternoon, maybe. I did hear you in there, I believe, when I was trying to work Gil or KI4ZKJ or somebody. I heard you in there, but I don't think my 5 watts was enough to make it all the way down to Remington. But anyway, I guess I didn't set any records, but I guess in a way I did. I set a new record for myself running QRP, only because I've never run QRP during the contest. So, but it was a long way from Ross. I think he may have set a record for himself this year. So, anyway, not a whole lot more to say. I did watch an interesting YouTube video right before the net. It was from the Pack Rats Reflector. Bill Olson, the guy that started Down East Microwave, had a old... found a VHS copy of a tour he did of Down East Microwave back in 1994, and it was entertaining to say the least. But anyway, that's about all from me. W8BT, back to Ned.
Okay, Travis. I never heard a peep out of you. I heard a lot of people working you, but I never heard even a little bit of squelch there. KM4SPL, Bob, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
Doing well, Brad. Good evening to all in the net. This is KN4STL. VAQP. I did have a lot of fun, but it was very reminiscent of last year. Especially my log. Not much changed. Actually, I work the same amount of counties, 38 counties, and that was what I got last year, 38 counties. I did enjoy myself. I was mostly on 40 meters throughout the contest. Of course, going back to VHF, UHF, I do want to say to Becca, I commend you for being able to work pileups and maintaining your strength in the pileups. So I think that's what I'm going to strive for next year, actually sit down and call CQ and maybe I can actually make some decent numbers. So that's what I'm going to strive for in upcoming contests. So we'll see how it goes. Anyway, that's about all I got for tonight. This is KN4SPL, back to net.
Okay, well, very good. I listened around a little bit on HF, but I don't know. By the time I was doing that, I was frankly just too tired to try and mess with it, so I didn't do it at all. But anyway. Okay, well, this is at 7IVV. This is the Farrah Wednesday Night General Service Net. Any other check-ins tonight or rechecks? Go ahead, please.
Those again, Robert.
KO4 IUM.
KJ7ATV recheck.
KO4 NLR.
Okay. Hint, hint, now's the time to check in. If you want to check in and you missed the first round, this is N7IVV. Go ahead.
I'll try K3FR.
All right, well, we can try, but I haven't heard him on yet tonight. Hi. Okay, KO4IUM, Nick and Bree, KO4NLR, and K3FR, and Becca, AP, KG7APB as a recheck. So, Nick, KO4IUM, let's hear from you first. 7IVB, go ahead.
7IVB, KO4IUM, doing well tonight. Just wanted to hop on and say hi. I missed the first round of check-ins, trying to get an invoice here from a company for some parts for the 4-H trailer, so I was trying to work on that and got put on hold, and they closed for the day and left me on hold, but oh well, I'll call them in the morning and get that taken care of. But anyway, VAQP, we got her log submitted. I'll let her talk about her her score and QSOs on that, but a lot of fun, like I said, Sunday, learning, setting up multi-bands and stuff on the mobile and HF on the mobile, and main takeaway lesson learned was, of course, Charlottesville has lower traffic lights than other cities, so you make sure you take down your taller antennas before you go through Charlottesville. Other than that, no problems, a lot of fun. KO4IUM back to net.
I'm glad to have that. That's interesting. You must have had a really, really tall antenna. Okay, Bree, let's hear your report. KO4NLR and 7IVB.
M7IVB, KO4NLR, doing good. VAQP was a lot of fun. I beat my record by a lot. Last year my record was like 1,000 something. This year I got 6,132, I think. So beat my record by a lot. Had a lot of fun this year. I haven't been up to too much other than VAQP. This is
KO4NLR,
back to net.
Wow, congratulations on that score. That's great. Yeah, it's, that's the thing that I've noticed is that going mobile, it seems like it's easier to rack up a lot more points. Maybe I'm wrong on that. I guess you just have a lot more possibilities. But anyway, well, congratulations on that. K3FR, Ron, go ahead, N7IVB.
Okay, now I can talk. And 7IVV K3FR. Well, very good. Very good, everyone. And thank you all for the contacts in the VAQP. Like I said, I apologize for my bad fist on the CW. It's been a while. It's been a while since I've been on. My plan was to do some do HF on, try some HF on Saturday. I did do that. To the tune of about 73 contacts. Best run was probably Saturday afternoon on 40 CW. I ran about 20 minutes, 30 minutes or so, but wasn't doing much higher than about one a minute. The chills were starting to set in on me, on my body. It kind of messed up the nerves a little bit. So we'll have to work on something. Plus, I wasn't using the gear. I was until later in the contest Saturday night. And then Sunday, the mobile on Sunday was a lot of fun, a lot of fun. Even though it was very pretty much extemporaneous. Came out of church, had to set the car up and everything else. I didn't get going until about 3 o'clock, 3:30. And just enjoyed the work. I want to cite Bree and say she did a wonderful job in the contest, and particularly a QSY that I asked her into was pretty much flawless on that. It worked very well. Just moving her from 146.52 to 5.5 so I could get Fairfax in Culpeper County. It was enjoyable for the contest and all. We'll see everybody on Saturday in 7IVD K3FR.
Okay, well, good. I appreciated working you while you were getting around there on Sunday also. Okay, last call for check-in. Oh, sorry, Becca, KJ7APB, go ahead.
And 7IVD KJ7APB. I just wanted to feed that to Bob about how I maintain my strength for 6 hours. I think the key was in the Swiss cheese on rye with bell pepper slices right before right before taking over the mic, and then I had the same afterwards. So two Ryan Swiss cheese sandwiches with bell pepper slices seem to have helped, one before and one after the run. But no, really, it also helps to have been off, living off the grid on and off for over 10 years. I generally tend to be pretty strong because I have to do stuff living off the grid instead of relying on machines. So thanks for the feedback. Everybody have a great night. Everybody have a good night. 73, KJ7APB.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks, Becca. All right, last call. Any more check-ins tonight? N7IBB. Okay, folks. This is N7IBV, and this has been the Vera General Service Net tonight. We meet every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time, and we'll do it again next week. We also have a net on Sunday nights, General Technical Services Net. If anybody has any questions or would like more information, see our website at w4va.org, or you can send an email to faranet@w4va.org. That's F-A-R-A-N-E-T. @w4va.org. All right, again, this is N7IBV, and we're closing the Faranet for tonight. Return the repeater to normal use. Everyone have a good night and a pleasant tomorrow.
KN4SPL, KO4IUM.